That's Cat Howe right next to me.
Wait, so who has 43%? I'm confused now. Who's winning what?
Donald Trump is winning Ohio right now. He's winning Ohio.
What's that Florida thing that they just popped up? 49-39.
It's probably women. Because they keep, they're showing the polls. Yeah. So they're showing the polls in Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, where Trump is either winning or he's tied with Hillary. But then they pull out a poll that shows that Trump is losing with women. So that is, that's,
I see.
They try to off the positive of him winning, and they now focus on, oh, well, he's losing women there. Well, okay, he's losing women, but it should terrify you that if he's winning in Ohio and only losing by a point in those three states, and he's losing with women, you should be nervous, because he could always get those women supporters up as time goes on. Hillary's never going to get white men to flip and support her. So the same issue that they say Trump has with women, Hillary Clinton has with guys. Guys, I mean, just white men are not real hep on Hillary Clinton. So
I have water on my shirt.
It do you? It's all right. It's all right. How are you?
Hungry.
Are you really? What are you
there's
hungry
no
for?
More salad.
Huh?
And there's no more salad. There's nothing.
I'm well, sorry. Why don't you,
But I have news.
Okay, give me news.
All right, so Gwyneth Paltrow has added to her Goop site a Lilo Ignez 24 karat gold or stainless steel vibrator for $15,000.
Are you serious?
That's what the Lilo price is. But you can get not a same one, but a smaller one for $7,500. But you can also get a waterproof vibrator for $149 on her Goop site. Because you know what? She says, who needs basic sex toys when you have awesome 24 karat gold, glitzy, glamoury toys to play with?
That's okay.
Oh, and it comes with a 10-year guarantee and free shipping.
Are those vibrators really that much money, though? I know that's gold, but, I mean, how much are they normally without it being all...
You can go to the Lilo site and find one for that much.
For how much?
For $15,000. There was one that was, like, $25,000, a couple years ago.
Okay. Why?
It was, like, all diamonds on it.
What's one without diamonds?
$15,000. $10,000.
Okay.
$5,000.
All right.
All right, so, you know, this issue, it really kind of bothers me. Because I think, you know what, just be happy that you are getting paid and that you have a paycheck coming in that could feed your family. So, Cyndi Lauper was on James Corden's Late Late Show, and she updated her Girls Want to Have Fun song to Girls Want Equal Funds. And you know what I say? Women, if you're so like, oh, I should get as much or even more than this person, you know, one, there's women out there that make more than other women that have the same job type as the woman. So like, if you're a woman CEO and they're complaining about CEOs are, you know, women CEOs are complaining just as much as the actresses, where it's, well, this man's CEO of General Motors is making $10 million more, $5 million more than I am. And there's other women CEOs that make more than other women CEOs. And also, if you want to make the most money more than a man, just join the sex industry. It's the only place that you could be like, oh, I don't need equal pay because I make more.
That's horrible. All
just
right.
Saying.
All right.
But Because I've heard the sex industry makes really good money.
Okay.
It's like the girls do.
All right.
You know?
Okay.
And who doesn't love sex? Unless you're a Christian.
What do you mean Christian? Christian mingle.
Yeah, but their whole purpose is the celibate Christians. Not so much Christian, celibate Christians. Like Nick Jonas, but then again, Kate Hudson changed that, so I guess you just need a Kate Hudson in your life. That's it, Cyndi Lauper. Girls want higher funds.
All right.
Want equal funds. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson has announced that he will be doing the reboot of Jumanji, which is a Robin Williams classic.
Did you ever see it?
Of course it is.
Was it good?
Kid. Yeah.
I never saw it. It didn't.
Well, you gotta watch this on Netflix.
It just didn't seem appealing to me. But who am I?
Indiana Jones doesn't seem appealing to me, but I'll still watch it.
Indiana Jones is badass.
I'm just saying it doesn't appeal to my kind of movie, but I'll still watch it. Do you want me to? No offense to all you Indiana Jones people.
Tell everybody what you saw last night for the first time. What movie did you watch last time for the first time?
I totally forgot what movie I watched. Oh, Clerks. I have early stages of dementia, all right?
Clerks.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy Clerks?
Yeah. I like movies like that.
Now you see why...
You Are the Way You Are, yes.
No, but why Kevin Smith was actually cool at one point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Kevin Smith today is... just so like, bleh. But he used to be really cool when he did Clerks. And now the movie that we got to watch next is Chasing Amy. Because that's the second one he did in his whole, like when he was still good. And it's Ben Affleck, that Joey Adams.
The
and
girl with the high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
Or not high pitch voice, like a low high. It's
yeah,
like
the
a low
high.
High.
Yeah.
It's like really cute, but you're kind of like, what?
Yeah. But that's the other Kevin Smith era. And then, you know, Mallrats is like, but you got to watch it. And then everything else is kind of like, and then
but
him as a person.
That wasn't
just
the
like,
story that I was talking about. The story I was talking right. about was Dwayne The Rock Johnson doing the reboot of Jumanji.
Okay.
And how people are like, how could you, what are you going to do about Robin Williams? He was like the movie. He is the movie. And he's like, don't you worry, guys. The Rock is going to give you a really good honor. Imagine if that's what he does in Baywatch. Oh, and by the way, The Rock is producing and starring in the reboot of Jumanji. Just to say funny.
No, the whole thing is it's a guy with kids.
It's just like a safari and like it's like a
But doesn't he find
book.
Isn't it like a magic book?
Yeah, and then go inside this world of just awesomeness.
Okay.
So now when people die,
uh-oh.
Famous people die, I should say. There's always people that are like, we're related, and here's the DNA to show we're related. Even live people, Jay-Z goes through it, and so does 50 Cent. But Carlin Q. Williams is claiming and says that he wants a DNA test, that he is the only living child of Prince. That
okay.
Prince had unprotected sex with his mother, Marsha Henson, July 1976, and he was born in Kansas City. And the only son, the only child that Prince ever had was boy Gregory, who died a couple of days after birth in 1996 to ex-wife Nady Garcia. So,
is that a real story?
That's a real story.
It's not like some.
It's like when, remember
obscure tabloid fodder.
No, remember the whole Michael Jackson thing, and that kid came out, and he was like, he like said, I like just like him. I sound just like him. I sing just like him. And it's like, no, sweetie, you got Michael Jackson didn't look like the way you look when he was younger. He had all that plastic surgery, and you got the plastic surgery to make yourself look like him because you're an impersonator on Hollywood Boulevard. It's okay.
Yeah.
This is, do you think this is more real than that?
This is real, more real than that, but who knows? Because if this is one person, how many other people are going to come out and say, well, my mom hooked up. Prince had sex with so many women.
True.
All right.
He is.
Maybe your prince's illegitimate daughter. Possibly.
If I was 5'2".
Possible. Your mom loved Prince.
Yeah, but there's not one.
You have a good singing voice.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah, you do. You're awesome. Oh. And everything is you know how you do it. You have your that no matter what it is. It could be Metallica, and you're just like, you know, I'm creeping down. You know,
you think I feel like Britney Spears?
Yeah, you have a Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
You know what's funny?
I told you
because
that.
Because there was this time that I did a audition for, when I was younger, for a musical.
Mm.
And it was to be Dorothy.
Oh.
And I was asked to sing again, but I had the biggest stage fright when it comes to my voice.
But you did good, though.
I did amazing, but I wasn't casted because, you know, I'm not brunette, so it's okay.
Purple rain.
Pamela Anderson, that she loves aging. She loves getting old. You know why she likes getting old? Because she gets to have Botox put into her face, like, every 3 months.
All right.
But she's like...
She likes being old.
She's like, but aging is the greatest thing because, you know, my mother is such a big inspiration, and there's just so many role models I have that I'm getting older, and, you know, you just come with yourself, and it's just amazing. I just love it. Just love it. I'm Pamela Anderson. I just love aging.
Okay, she loves aging.
That's my best.
I don't love aging.
That's my pet.
That was a good. You're over the top good. You understand me? You're over the top good. Go for it.
That's the most amazing thing. And I have sports news.
Oh, God, I better be.
Bryce Harper was ejected by home plate umpire Brian Knight in the ninth inning.
Good.
In the dugout.
Good.
For cursing at him.
Good. F him.
And then they got a home run. The Nationals still won 5-4. Clint Robinson hit the last home run. And Bryce Harper's like, I'll say it again, dude. I'll say it again, loud and proud. But what he said cannot be said on national radio because it's not nice.
All right. That's him.
I love Bryce Harper. Don't talk bad about Bryce Harper.
Okay, I love Bryce Harper, too.
He's the next Derek Jeter.
No, because I think Harper plays a different position. Well, maybe, I don't know.
Oh. Well, I only did it by the next greatest player.
Got it. Laughing in the...
Steph Curry returned for game 4. They went overtime.
And they won.
They won 132-125.
Of course.
They're 3-1 in the series.
Of course.
Steph Curry played a total of 37 minutes.
Of course.
40 points.
Of course.
Because he's a beast. Steph Curry is, move over LeBron, because Steph Curry is the next Michael Jordan. And LeBron will be the next Kobe. Because he'll complain like Kobe, he'll whine like Kobe.
You're not.
And he'll be like, I want a big going away affair for my final season.
Nah.
Yes.
LeBron is more like Jordan. Yeah.
Face.
He doesn't.
Behind closed doors.
Nah, he doesn't.
That looks weird.
It's like you're trying. It's like you have two things in your hand and you're making their heads touch. You're sword fighting it.
I have a shaky in my hand.
It's bad. Bad news. All right. Give it to me.
All right. Monday Night Football was announced by Mike
Tirico.
Tirico.
Yeah.
With John Gruden.
Yep.
and Lisa Salters.
Yep.
But he's been replaced by Sean McDonough.
Wonder why.
I've been contracts.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, they also, and which I think they should have done a long time ago, especially if when they're getting rid of Curt Schilling for, you know, opposing the transgender bathroom thing. They got rid of Ray Lewis.
Yeah, I saw that.
Finally. Which, I mean, I don't even know why Ray Lewis is still, I mean, the guy was involved in a homicide. That he committed perjury. I mean, it's amazing to me. But yeah, they got rid of him. They got rid of Chris Carter and Dicka, and now Tirico. So
and this new guy, he actually does college basketball, and he'll continue doing college basketball whenever, you know, the NFL season's over. He'll start August 7th with just the Hall of Fame game.
All right.
So congratulations. All right, so Adrian Peterson, a couple months ago, opened up with trainer James Cooper, a 35,000-square-foot gym that, oh, my gosh. When I read it, I was like, I have to go to Houston just to go to Adrian Peterson's gym. All right, I'm hashtag Peterson. I think he's an amazing player. But this gym is, like, beyond amazing than his play.
Okay.
It has MMA and boxing classes. It has hot yoga. It has CrossFit training. Not CrossFit training, but CrossFit workouts.
Mm-hmm.
We have rope climbing, obstacle course, a running hill, a volleyball court, an indoor and outdoor soccer field. You, of course, do the football.
Mm-hmm.
So much stuff. And a juice bar.
Oh, how about swimming pool? Gotta have a swimming pool. You know I love to swim.
I know. I've never seen you swim, but you love to swim.
We weren't just in Florida and I was swimming, or was that another guy? Was that another dude?
You were like floating and
really in the swimming pool? I didn't go swimming in the swimming pool.
Remember I passed out?
Yeah, but you,
so I didn't see
him. Yes. Originally
I didn't see him. I was asleep.
No, you weren't. You were sitting. Stop. Hold the horses. Stop the phones. You were sitting with your feet in the pool. I got in the water.
Oh, yeah, I made you jump in.
I went underwater, and then I even did a little, like a doggy paddle. And you were
right.
Like, is that how you swim?
He's right. He does. He does. He does swim, guys.
And then you got out, sat on a pool
lounge chair,
and passed out.
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was the best nap in the whole entire world. I'm just glad there was no sun, or I would have woke up and been like red and couldn't walk. I have one last story for you.
Give it to me.
Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Las Vegas.
Who's Oscar Goodman's wife, which is bizarre in the sense of Oscar Goodman was the mayor before. He turned out, and then she became the mayor, which is really like him still being the mayor. I mean, it's just.
Well, hey, you know what? If there is, who knows if there will be, but if there is another President Clinton, it's the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because the first man will be like, honey, you gotta do it like this.
Well, I know, exactly. I mean, that's, I don't want to get into politics, but go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Go for it.
But she is confident that Mark Davis will bring the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas so they can be the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, Sands, which is run by
Sheldon Adelson.
That, yes. And his people have said they are going to put down $150 million on top of the Raiders' $500 million, and which will leave $750 million to the taxpayers. They're hoping they're going to make a nice, pretty contract. And Goodman's whole thing is, as long as Nevada doesn't screw it up,
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, the taxpayers, they'll pay for it. It will go on maybe an initiative ballot or whatever.
Nevada legislators are having a meeting.
Yeah.
With them, and then after that meeting, it will be the owners' meeting to all decide.
The constituents, the constituents of Nevada mm-hmm. will be more than happy to pay an extra quarter on top of whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's the way they do it is they raise taxes by like 1 cent, you know, like a per, like maybe if their taxes, remember Las Vegas has great tax, like they have some of the best tax rates. So maybe they go, all right, we're going to do 1% tax
yeah.
for the next 2 years. And that's going to raise $1 billion so we can build the stadium. The Vegas people will say, hell yeah, that'd be huge. Remember, most people that live in Vegas work in the casinos
yeah.
or they work
in, that
in something that is associated with casinos.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're not in the casino, say you don't work in the casino, but you live in Vegas or you live in Nevada. I don't want to just say Vegas. You live in Nevada. Everything is tied to Vegas. Everything
yeah.
is tied to that industry. Rather it's construction, rather it's the restaurant business, rather it's you know, selling phone, whatever. Your business is based on Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Your business is based on people coming to that city.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. So the people of Nevada, even if they don't live in Vegas or they don't live in that area, no. Man, if we got a football team, every other, you know, home game, and that's huge business
yeah.
for everybody in Nevada.
And it's about time because, you know, their whole thing is it all started with getting the NHL team.
Yeah.
Remember, we would go there and you constantly see the NHL, where it's now it's, of course, right now at this time it's football, but just a couple months ago they were like, bring a basketball team. Because, you know, once they get – bring a baseball team. Because once they get that, they can get the – they can be part of something they always want to be part of, which is being part of actual sports and having a sports team
yep.
there.
Man, it's not just college.
No.
And it's not – yeah, no. They're out of all the states that will front stadium money, you know, like Oakland doesn't want to do it. San Diego's like – Nevada – they're not going to – those state legislators are not going to mess it up. For heaven's sake, they still have they have prostitution in Nevada. They have an area of Nevada where you could go and get prostitutes, and it's legal. Nobody in the legislature has come out and said, you know, this is a little weird. Well, you know, why do we – this? No one else does. It's one of those things that no one talks about. And but they have it, and they don't kill it because it brings in money.
Hey, you know what? If you're all about money.
Yeah, I mean, some states and some politicians aren't, but some are. And when he talks about Nevada, they're all about money.
Yep.
So,
my name's Katie. This is Rob.
I'm Roberto Zicali. Orphiswa. Goodbye. Give me the look.